Let's speak to the commentator, Newton Emerson, this morning. Newton, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Newton. Your thoughts as you've listened to our report this morning?
Well, the statement from Fast NI is just even more extraordinary than I could possibly have imagined. The interview you played earlier with me was recorded on Friday when Invest NI didn't know that Sam Mouldings was the company in question. That's why I said we might not be able to expect that Invest NI knew about this. What matters is what they do now. So they've said they did know about it. They did know that a £4 million building initially belonging to Stormont, let's not forget, that was a building that belonged to the department, was sold to them. A £4 million building was given away, written off their accounts. There could be no possible reason to do that apart from to reduce your tax bill.
I believe that the building was built by Sam Mouldings, Newton, but let's not get into that. Continue with your thread.
Yes, there's no possible reason to do that apart from to reduce your tax bill. Invest NI knew about that, and yet their statement says, well, so what? We're not a tax authority, so it's absolutely none of our business. They are a shareholder in this company. They have given taxpayers money to it. Their responsibility is to bring money into Northern Ireland, and they have presided over sending £4 million out of Northern Ireland. That statement it's just completely jaw-dropping. How can they possibly stand over that? They have a responsibility to act now.
Well, a responsibility to do what? Their point is that the business continues to be viable. The business continues to add value to the Northern Ireland economy.
Well, at the very least, I would expect a statement from them saying that this is not behaviour that they would encourage, rather than that it is behaviour that they simply wash their hands off and don't see any problem with whatsoever. They also have powers to act as a shareholder. They could request a meeting with the company. They could say that they are going to re-examine the accounts. They could say and do pretty much anything apart from laughing it off, which is effectively what that statement has done.
Well, they're not laughing it off now. Well, is that how you feel? Is that how you read their statement?
Yes. That is an absolutely contemptuous statement towards the taxpayer and the public and yourself. It just says story. What story? It is laughing at the public.
What do you think needs to happen now?
I think that that Invest NI, for a start, should issue a proper statement on their responsibilities to the taxpayer, this company's responsibilities to the tax authorities, and what they actually intend to do about this kind of behaviour in the future. Is this something that they're going to continue to just turn a blind eye to?
Newton Emerson, thank you.